Support for IPR and this podcast comes from Luther College, offering more than 60 areas of study, including the new data science and neuroscience majors. Dedicated to preparing students for success in a changing world.
It's Talk of Iowa from Iowa Public Radio. I'm Charity Nebbe. Fashion is a language that many people use to communicate something about their identity to people they meet. A new fashion exhibit at Iowa State University explores an area of fashion that gets very little attention. The exhibit, Queer Fashion and Style, Stories from the Heartland, will be on display in Morrill Hall's Mary Alice Gallery through April 14th. And the woman behind the exhibit is Kelly Reddy Best, an assistant professor in apparel, merchandising, and design at Iowa State University, and she is with me now. Hello, Kelly.
Hi, how's it going?
Good. Thank you so much for being here.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Where did the idea for this exhibit come from?
I think the idea first came for the exhibition when I started here, and I became involved in the collection that we have on campus. And I asked just about what kind of representation we had from the LGBTQ plus community, and there wasn't any real knowledge about, you know, what objects we might have to tell the history and the story of folks in the community through fashion, as, you know, as you mentioned, as it, you know, really communicates a lot about our identity and our experiences. And so I applied for a grant and then received it and, you know, kind of moved forward from there to help diversify the collection and to help, you know, tell stories that aren't necessarily told a lot through a variety of museums, but in particular fashion museums.
Well, and you applied for this grant to work on the exhibit, but also you developed a new course, Queer Fashion, Styles, and Bodies. Tell me a little bit about what students focus on in that course.
Sure. In that course, we really focus on exactly that, queer fashion, styles, and bodies. And we look at primarily through a material culture lens. So we look at it through fashion and objects and and we, you know, do readings about the history of fashion, but we put on a queer lens when we are doing that. And so we'll do works by some of very recent scholarship, because there hasn't really been a ton written on the area. And so they'll learn about not only just what people wore in the past, but then how sexuality, specifically folks in the LGBTQ plus community, how that sort of intersects with how people lived in the past and today, and then their experiences related to that, to those topics.
In putting together this exhibit, many fashion exhibits begin with clothes. Mm-hmm. In this case, you kind of started with stories instead of clothes. Can you tell me how you approached the exhibit?
Yeah, absolutely. So, yeah, typically an exhibition that focuses on textiles and apparel will go into the permanent collection and start from the objects. But because we were lacking in the objects, we didn't necessarily have those. I thought, okay, well, let's go out and get these objects, because if a community in particular like isn't represented, they might not necessarily think to say, oh, let me donate this object to the collection, because we get a lot of, you know, submissions from people in Iowa about, you know, the different objects that are in their families and their communities to be held in the museum collection. And so what we did is we did a qualitative study, and we interviewed 10 women. And so we put out a call for participants. And in that call, they would find images of themselves from throughout their life, so that way we could get a little bit about the history. And then they also completed an in-depth interview that was, you know, anywhere from like an hour and a half to 2.5 hours, sometimes, you know, a little bit longer than that, because they were so excited and engaged to tell their stories. And so the interviews always took place at their home near their closet, so that way we could look through their objects and look through their garments, and that way it could elicit more memories. And so that's really how we then started to document, you know, what did people wear, how did they feel in what they wear, and then how does that relate to fashion history, you know, for folks in the Midwest specifically.
So with the people that you approached, were there any who said, you know, I have a story to tell, but fashion is not really a part of my story?
You know, it's funny, that is really common. So sometimes you have to think really carefully about the language in the call. So, and I think I did put it as a history of fashion and style. And sometimes if you use the term clothing, right, because sometimes we think of like the capital F fashion, you know, high fashion, right, on the runway. But this one was really about everyday stories or everyday experiences. And so we did I think nobody has specifically said, you know, I don't relate to fashion. But I think maybe throughout the interviews, folks might have said that, you know, I don't really engage a lot in it. I'm like, well, you know, people get dressed every day and there is a story. It's just maybe not high fashion like we think of it on the runways in Paris or New York.
So why did you choose to focus primarily on women for this exhibit?
That's a great question. To narrow, you know, the space, you know, only allows for so much, you know, so much representation across a variety of folks. And so we wanted to be able to get really in depth in one area. And so a lot of my past scholarship has focused primarily on women, including trans, cisgender, and also non-binary individuals who might, you know, be assigned female at birth or who might also identify as woman some part of the time. And so that it was really to give a narrowed focus so that way we could go a little bit more in depth and that way to tell some more rich stories.
Well, and when I think about stereotypes, I think women in the queer community probably get far less respect for their fashion choices than men in the queer community. Was that part of your thinking as well?
Mm-hmm. I think that's absolute. That stereotype is very true. That you know, even in a lot of the literature, it will describe, you know, lesbians or queer women as, you know, not unfashionable or not, you know, not paying attention to fashion. But I think what the exhibit does a really good job of is that it highlights how there's a variety of styles that, you know, women or folks in the LGBTQ plus community engage with. And so we have, you know, what I would describe as very fashionable items. And some of them are more feminine leaning, some of them are more masculine leaning, and then some are sort of in between to sort of show that variety, that to kind of, you know, break away from that stereotype of like what somebody might look like or what we might think they might look like based upon, you know, what's perpetuated in the media and so forth.
Now, you have around 100 objects in the exhibit. If I walk in, what do I see? What's the kind of impression that I see right away?
Sure. So when you walk in, you'll notice that there are 9 themes, and those themes are, you know, written on our booklets. And so we did our labels a little bit differently in that we created small books that go along with each vignette or each story or theme in the exhibition. And so when you walk in, you'll see those, and they're attached to one part of each case. And the first thing I think that will jump out is there's a huge sign or banner that was, that matches one of the t-shirts that was worn at, or that was marched at a Pride festival. And so I think that's one of the things that really sticks out when you first walk in. But then also when you walk in on the left as well, there's a case that kind of gets at exactly what you're talking about, this idea of like the stereotypical image of what a queer woman might look like. And so we do have some objects like that, like flannel shirts, where some of the women kind of jokingly, you know, mention, no, this is my lesbian shirt, you know. I think what also sticks out, you know, when you your overall impression when you first might walk in is that there are a variety of aesthetics and variety of styles that really break that stereotype.
Well, and I can imagine that many of the clothes in the exhibit look incredibly normal, like the kind of thing any one of us might wear on a given day. So tell me about how you use clothes that look so normal to tell the story.
Sure. I think that it's really in the stories. It's in the quotes. And so within our labels, we don't just highlight, we don't just have a description of the object. For example, there's one jumper that is red, and it's was worn by a woman who we interviewed, and it has also a metallic woven pattern. It's very, very feminine leaning. And so you might look at it and you might think, this is just seems like a jumper that somebody's wearing out to a club. But it's the story that's attached to it. And so she describes herself and her experience as, you know, really not feeling queer enough, and in particular when she wore that outfit. And so that really tells us something about the intersection of sexuality and identity and dress, in that she was going to a space that was particularly a queer space, and she, you know, at first wasn't as welcomed, or she wasn't assumed to be fitting into that particular queer space because she, you know, looked quote, heterosexual. And then she had to use other means to sort of prove her sexuality. And so she did that. She kind of jokingly did that by, you know, showing the group of queer folks her armpit hair, which is, can be through media and so forth. That's what we might understand some queer women to engage in a bodily practice. But I think that really highlights the stories, right? And so you have to, I would encourage folks who might visit to read through some of the quotes, because that is how it's going to really differentiate, and really the stories will really resonate with the garments and their and queer folks who wear these outfits and then their experiences associated with them.
You have a number of T-shirts in the exhibit as well. And I mean, this is something culturally so many of us do, or we buy T-shirts that we feel represent something important about ourselves. Again, it's a way we communicate no matter what kind of thing we're trying to communicate. Tell me a little bit about the T-shirts in your collection.
Yeah, I think T-shirts are such an interesting artifact to talk about, because they seem so commonplace and because they're so prolific in what we wear every day now in the 21st century. But I think the importance of the T-shirt in particular for the queer community, after the Stonewall riots and after the formation of the Gay Liberation Front, the importance of, overtly showing your pride through the slogan T-shirt had immense impact on so many folks in the community. And it still resonates with people today. It's a very overt way to show either your identity within the community or also your allyship towards the community, showing that you actively support in a very loud, very overt way through the T-shirt. And so we have a variety of T-shirts, and then also even buttons, which, again, a part of dress, a part of somebody's appearance that can really overtly show and create a safe space for people through their dress and their fashion.
How are transgender individuals represented in this exhibit?
Sure. So we have in particular, Against the Skin section, we have some different types of underwear or objects that, go against the skin, the first layer that we put on. And so we have from a queer fashion brand represented in Chicago, Eptem Essentials. They loaned us, so that way we could show some variety in the exhibition. They donated to us two binders. So binders are for typically trans masculine folks or trans men individuals. And so they will flatten the chest so that way they can have a more masculine sort of aesthetic. We also have what we describe as packer underwear and then a packer. And so those, again, are typically worn by trans masculine or trans men who want to, have a more masculine aesthetic. And so a packer is a prosthetic penis. They come in a variety of different, outlets, or they come in a variety of different forms. And so sometimes they look very realistic and sometimes they're not as realistic. But the whole point of them is to create a bulge in the crotch. And they, again, help folks who might be trans masculine or trans men feel more connected to their identity through their appearance. And so that's primarily in the Against the Skin section.
This is not a fair question, but do you have a favorite piece in the exhibit that really shares a story that means a lot to you?
I think, this is a hard one. they're all my favorite. I think the one that's so important, in particular for Iowa State, is we have two graduation stoles, and the graduation stoles are attached, were donated to us by the LGBTQ Student Center on campus here. And those stoles are worn during what's called Lavender Graduation. And Lavender Graduation is, like a lot of graduations on a variety of campuses across, the U.S., they focus specifically on a group that has historically been oppressed or experienced exclusion from, the educational institution. And so this really, it's so powerful because that object represents so much movement towards, progress, in that now we're not excluding folks from the LGBTQ plus community, but we're actively celebrating through this ceremony, and through this graduation ceremony that's so meaningful for so many people. And to, to be able to wear that stole on graduation day is really meaningful. And I just think it's such a powerful and strong story that I would probably say that was my one of my favorites, although it's hard to choose.
Are there any objects in the exhibit that seem to spark more conversations, or things you've brought into your classroom with your students that seem to really spark more conversations with people who are viewing them?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that the transgender focused garments are of a lot of folks have a lot of questions about that. They're really curious. They want to know, you know, what is that? What is a binder? What is a packer? What is packing underwear? Because I think it's just not talked about as much. And so folks are pretty curious about that. And so I feel really excited that we have, you know, representation in particular. I don't think in any fashion exhibition there's been, I really don't think that there has been representation like that. So for folks who are in the transgender, trans community, that can be really, you know, powerful to see a representation of yourself. And so those, every time I do a gallery talk, those are typically where the questions lie. And then also, I think folks ask a lot about the graduation stoles. They want to know, like, why that ceremony happens and, you know, sort of the history behind that. And then I think folks also ask about some of the different, you know, expressions, and then the stories, like they'll want to know more in depth about like those folks' experiences.
So when somebody comes and goes to the exhibit, walks around, looks at the stories, what do you want them to be thinking about when they leave? What do you want them to take away from the experience?
Overall, I want them to know that sometimes sexuality intersects with how people in the LGBTQ community present themselves. But sometimes folks in the community might not necessarily represent the stereotype with which you see in the media. And the stories that attach to both sides of that, looking overtly queer, right, or overly, you know, stereotypically gay, and then not, and then the experiences that can happen in both of those situations, I think is the major takeaway in that, so that way people can then, you know, think about their own experiences and then their own actions in regards to when they might interact with people, and to really try to normalize this these aesthetics.
Well, Kelly, thank you so much for talking with me today.
Thank you for having me. It was a pleasure.
Kelly Reddy Best is an assistant professor in apparel, merchandising, and design at Iowa State University. The exhibit Queer Fashion and Style: Stories from the Heartland will be on display in Morrill Hall's Mary Alice Gallery through April 14th. Again, that's on the Iowa State University campus. Talk of Iowa is a production of Iowa Public Radio. I'm Charity Nebbe.